From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Minister of Defense of Indonesia said maritime power must be built to ensure national sovereignty. G20 meeting on culture generates cultural commitment as the foundation for cultural advancement. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesia's maritime power along with land and air forces must be built without delay to ensure the sovereignty and prosperity of the nation. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto has said. He made the remarks while delivering the keynote speech at the 2022 International Maritime Seminar themed Dealing with Conflict to Build Maritime Glory. The seminar was organized by the Naval Staff and Command School to commemorate the 77th anniversary of the Indonesian Navy in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to Subianto, Indonesia's geographical location on world trade routes is of strategic value. Therefore, Indonesia must have a strong maritime power. Indonesia has held the G20 meeting on culture at the senior and ministerial level on September 12 and 13 in Magelang, Central Java. Indonesia invites G20 countries to work together to restore the cultural sector affected by the pandemic. In addition, this meeting became the foundation for sustainable development. In his press statement, the Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Nadiem Anwar Makarim, on Tuesday, September 13 in Magelang, said the commitment was successfully stated in the chair summary.
Melalui rangkaian pertemuan ini, kami mengajak negara-negara G20 untuk
through this series of activities, we invite G20 member countries to work together to restore the cultural sector that has been affected by the pandemic and make culture the basis for advancing sustainability. We have successfully put this commitment into the chair summary and Indonesia's initiative in the Global Arts and Culture Recovery Fund. Through the Global Art and Recovery Fund, we want to encourage global cooperation in restoring the cultural economy sector for artists and cultural actors. Minister Nadiem further said through this funding, the Ministry of Education and Culture encourages global cooperation in restoring the cultural economic sector so that artists and cultural actors can return to work, museums and cultural centers can resume their activities. Furthermore, this initiation will be continued in next year's G20 presidency by the Indian leadership. Minister Nadiem also stated the results of this meeting will be brought to a higher forum, the G20 Leader Summit Forum. In addition, Indonesia will also participate in the World Conference on Cultural Policies and Sustainable Development, or MONDIACULT, organized by UNESCO. The two forums will become a platform for strengthening the world's mutual cooperation in restoring global culture. The last news comes from Indonesia that hosts the G20 Labor and Employment Ministers meeting in Bali on September 13 and 14, which has been themed Improving Employment Conditions to Recover Together. Indonesian Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia said the government has made preparations for the smooth running of the event. The meeting's participants include 20 manpower ministers from G20 members, 4 manpower ministers from G20 permanent observer countries, 7 leaders of international organizations, as well as 5 G20 engagement chairmen. On September 14, the event will begin with a welcoming speech by the Indonesian Vice President, Ma'ruf Amin, and remarks by Minister Fauzia. Now we move to the international news. Taiwan's de facto ambassador in Washington, Xiaobi Kim, on Tuesday hosted dozens of international lawmakers who backed sanctions on China for aggression towards the island, a show of support for Taipei amid military pressure from Beijing. The unannounced gathering of about 60 parliamentarians from Europe, Asia, and Africa at Taiwan's sweeping hilltop diplomatic mansion in Washington, called Twin Oaks, is the latest move in Taipei's efforts to persuade fellow democracies to stand against China since Russia's invasion of Ukraine heightened concerns that Beijing could attempt to take the island by force. The United States Department of Defense said the United States would closely cooperate with South Korea to secure nuclear deterrence against North Korea. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder issued the position in a press briefing on Tuesday when asked if the allies are ready to respond to a preemptive nuclear strike by North Korea following the enactment of a new law authorizing such a strike by the regime under certain conditions. Next, we have a Thai soldier that killed 2 people and wounded 1 other in a shooting at a military facility in Bangkok on Wednesday, police and army officials said. Sergeant Major Yong Yut Mungkorn Kim, a clerk at the Royal Thai Army War College, shot 3 other soldiers around 8:45 a.m. local time, the military said in a statement. The 59-year-old tried to flee the scene but surrendered himself around 10 a.m., Deputy National Police Spokesman Kisana Patanacharon told reporters. We end the news with the Malaysian government that has decided to replace the death penalty with other types of punishment for a number of offences, said the minister in the Prime Minister's Department Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jafar on Wednesday. According to Bernama News Agency, the government has agreed in principle to a proposal to substitute the sentences for 11 offenses that carry the mandatory death penalty. Dr. Wan Junaidi also said this includes 1 under Section 39B of the Dangerous Drugs Act, as well as 22 other offenses that carry a potential death sentence at the court's discretion. The decision will be submitted to the cabinet to be tabled at a meeting for approval. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Ambassador and Deputy Governor of Fujian agree to boost bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and China. Indonesian Ambassador to China Zauhari Oratmangun and Fujian Deputy Governor Guo Ningning have agreed to contribute to the increasing economic cooperation between the two countries. The agreement was reached when they attended the China International Trade and Investment Exhibition in Xiamen City, Fujian Province on Sunday. To boost cooperation, both sides have built an economic corridor, two countries' twin park. Ambassador Zauhari pointed out that two countries' twin park is a national priority project under the synergy of the Maritime Axis and Belt and Road Initiative. In the context of bilateral economic cooperation, he mentioned that China is the largest trading partner and one of the main investors in Indonesia. In the trade sector, China's Ministry of Customs recorded that the total trade value of the two in 2021 reached $123.4 billion, or around 1.83 quadrillion rupiah, or an increase of 58.4% compared to the achievement in 2022. Meanwhile, Deputy Governor Guo Ningning conveyed that Fujian Province, which is in the southern China region, has played an important role in improving relations of both countries since in the past. That's where the Indonesian Chinese community comes from in the southern region of China, particularly Fujian and Guangdong. Fujian relationship with Indonesia, especially in the two countries' corridor, Twin Park gets major attention from the central government. Therefore, Guo will attend some promotions and regulations which support the development of the project. Well, listener, that's Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 14, 1960, when OPEC was founded. OPEC stands for Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries. This organization was founded on September 14, 1960 in Baghdad, Iraq, by five countries that have giant oil resources, namely Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. Members of the organization negotiate production, price, and concession rights for oil with oil companies. The purpose of the founding of OPEC is to coordinate and unify oil policies among its member countries and ensure the stability of the oil market. Moving on to the event on September 14, 2007, when Japan launched a spacecraft to the moon. Selin or Kaguya is the name of the second Japanese spacecraft. Selin was launched from the Tanegashima Space Center, located on the island of Tanegashima, about 1,000 kilometers south of Tokyo, on September 14, 2007. Selin consists of an orbiter and two satellites. This mission is one of the Japanese missions before the planned mission of sending astronauts to the moon in 2025. We end today in history with September 14, 2003, when Estonia held a referendum to join the European Union. Through a referendum held in Estonia on September 14, 2003, it was decided that Estonia join the European Union. Estonia had been invited to join the European Union in 1997 and was formally invited to join the summit in Copenhagen in December 2002. Two-thirds of the votes cast in the referendum voted in favor. Estonia joined the European Union on May 1, 2004. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, met with Indian Minister of Trade and Industry Piyush Goyal in Los Angeles after the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework on Friday. India and Indonesia domestically are studying various benefits from the IPEF Regional Cooperation 42 countries. The two ministers also agreed to support each other in the two countries' involvement in the regional cooperation. That was stated in the Coordinating Ministry for Economy in their website econ.go.id. In the statement, Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that the Indonesian government implements the policy that balances the health, social, and economic aspects to overcome the pandemic. The Indonesian economy can grow, and the positive trend is followed by the recovery of some economic indicators, such as people consumption, domestic and foreign investment increase, including from the external sector, where trade surplus keeps going, amounting to $7.23 billion. Erlangga added this achievement resulted from a tight cooperation between Indonesia and many partner countries such as India. In the meeting, the Indian Trade and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the Indian government stated their support for the G20 Indonesian presidency with its peak event to be held in Bali in November. India will join the Troika with Indonesia after the summit. Minister Piyush Goyal confirmed their participation in the G20 summit November 2022 in Bali. In the meeting, Minister Piyush also hoped for the support of Indonesia in various economic cooperation such as palm oil, taxation, meat, rice, automotive industry, tire and coal import. One of the support expected by India was the increase in economy through the ASEAN Trade in Goods and Agreement or ATIGA. The meeting also discussed the cooperation development in pharmaceuticals with the possibility of Indonesia to build manufacturing in Indonesia.
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Tanjung Kelayang Beach has been designated as a priority tourism destination since 2015. This beach is included in the government's 10 priority tourism destinations development program, or also known as 10 New Balis. This beach is called Kelayang Tanjung because around the beach there are many shallows. Kelayang means shallows. The view of the shallows which adorn the beach sky can be enjoyed in the morning, making the sunrise view even more beautiful. Visiting the beach in Sijuk Village area is indeed fun. In addition to presenting a beautiful view of the granite pier, this beach is also a pier for fishing boats. From Tanjung Kelayang Beach, you can see the view of Babi Island, which is located to the left of the beach. This beach has dozens of giant granite rocks whose shape is very similar to the head of an eagle. According to the local folklore, the rocks are believed to have mystical powers. Tanjung Kelayang has granite rocks at 65 until 200 million years, which are scattered on the coast. In addition, Tanjung Kelayang, especially in the marine object of Tanjung Tinggi Beach, is the setting for the production of the famous 2015 film Laskar Pelangi by Andrea Hirata. Tanjung Kelayang has a geostrategic advantage because it is located between Indonesia and Asian countries. Every year in October, Tanjung Kelayang Beach is used as the anchor point for sailing ships for yachters who are involved in Sail Indonesia activities. Tanjung Kelayang Beach also has an area of about 320 hectares, and it is included in the special economic zone with the tourism development concept of socially and environmentally responsible development and cultural preservation. This destination that is included in the Belitung Geopark area is a pity to miss. The Belitung Geopark itself has been selected as the 6th Indonesian National Geopark, which is included in the UNESCO Global Geopark list. The decision was taken based on the result of the 2011 virtual session of the UNESCO Executive Council in Paris on April 15, 2021. That's Indonesian Wonder.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Thank you. terjalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata. Kau temaniku berlari, antarkanku untuk menggapai hati. Kau saksi itu indah jalan cintaku. Kau temaniku kembali saat ku tak tahu kemana lagi. Kereta kencangku bersamamu ku melaju.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Tiba di Yogyakarta, which means arrive in Yogyakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Terima Kasih Sudah Menjemput. Terima Kasih Sudah Menjemput. which means thank you for picking up. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Sari, Dev's friend in Yogyakarta. Dev says thanks to Sari for picking him up at Tugu train station. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hi Dev, selamat datang di Yogyakarta.
Hi Sari, terima kasih sudah menjemput.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you vocabulary related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read each two times and you can repeat after me. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Sudah menjemput, which means for picking up. Terima kasih sudah menjemput, which means thank you for picking up. In the conversation, you hear the sentence terima kasih sudah menjemput. Terima kasih sudah menjemput, which means thank you for picking up. In the sentence, there is an expression terima kasih, which means thank you. It is used to appreciate someone for doing something. In the sentence, to appreciate Sari, the expression terima kasih, which means thank you, is followed by an activity done by Sari, namely, sudah menjemput, which means picking up. Besides appreciating for doing something, the expression terima kasih, which means thank you, can also be used to appreciate for giving something. Let's listen to statements to show appreciation. Terima kasih souvenirnya, which means thank you for the souvenir. Terima kasih atas hadiah ini, terima kasih atas hadiah ini, which means thank you for the gift. To respond terima kasih, which means thank you, you can say terima kasih kembali, which means you're welcome for formal situation, or sama-sama, which means don't mention it or no problem.
Hi Dev, selamat datang di Yogyakarta.
Hi Sari, terima kasih sudah menjemput.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda, waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta, waktu pertama melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaguh, akan kehadiran cinta, ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu,
kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta, waktu pertama melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta, ini kan namanya.
tiba-tiba sayang. Aku tiba-tiba cinta.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, to this edition of Music Corner, I would like to introduce you to a song from Palembang, South Sumatra. It's entitled Sukat Malang. Sukat Malang, in Palembang traditional language, means poor destiny. The song Sukat Malang was composed by Cory Ali. The lyrics of the song tell someone who regrets his life. He lives alone without a couple and family. Living alone, it's like reeds blown by the wind. Well, listener, here is the song Sukat Malang by Ina Fridiana. Happy listening.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Matonyo mejem, mertuo lewat masih ditelen. Kecil keras sudah biasa. Asak baik iwaknya teraso. Digoreng pake minyak kelapa, jadi nambah lemak rasonyo. Samo cukonyo, kita makan bersama-sama.
Woi Bce, makan pempek dah?
Lanjo, kalau kau membayarnya. Ah, biasanya apa saja.
Ayo Bce, siko-siko bae makan pempek.
Samo-samo pempek lenjer, samo cukonyo, kita makan bersama-sama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.